is Josh A. Topic, changing addictions.
I'm Josh, and I'm an addict.
Josh.
Or I'm an addict, and my name's Josh. It's one of those things, like, how do you start the meeting, you know, like, when you're going around the circle, do you follow who the next person does, or do you say what you want to say? Like, I don't know. That's the kind of mind I have. And I'm really curious tonight, is there anyone here with 90 days or less? Yeah! Thanks. Thanks for participating in your recovery today. It's truly... Thank you. Thank you so much. I came here to this convention within my first 90 days, I believe, because I got clean January 29, 2007. This is in April. Someone hooked me up with a room, and it was an experience. I don't know. I've never done that many meetings in a row since then, but. One thing that I've really never had to do in a meeting is talk about my drugs of choice. And one of the things that I've encountered when I was using was there was alcohol, there was marijuana, cocaine. There was hash, there was opium, there was ecstasy, there was sativa, there was these things we call, you know, different kinds of drugs. I remember some of the people that I was using with, you know, taking the Freon out of the AC units. And like, for me, in my recovery, what I learned from my story about myself, because when I came here, I was really numb. I didn't really know myself too well, but I've come to kind of see, you know, something about that person I was when I was using. And I totally would not have done that Freon. Like, I'm not the person to do Freon. In my addiction, active addiction. I'm sorry, I thought those people were effing crazy. Like, there's people that went to extremes in addiction, in my experience. I mean, people that were on another level with gravity bongs and on another level in some other ways, it was drinking or whatever. And they're not here, though. For some reason, like, I'm in recovery, and for some reason, my pain, my process, my life afforded me this experience in this room with you all. Hopefully, we can work on this experience together, because it's a pivotal to my journey. One of the things the basic text says, like the very first thing it says, is this is about the nature of recovery, because many books have been written about the nature of addiction. So that's kind of like my insight about what I have been doing As a part of my process, I've realized before I came to NA, there was more things bothering me than using drugs. I lived in my headspace. So I had this kind of idea, and I thought I was going through some multiple addictions when I came here. I would write, and like I'm a serial writer. I write like maybe more. I don't know anyone who writes more than me. Let's put it that way. And I was writing about like, okay, I'm clean from the drugs, but I'm not clean. You know, like I'm clean, but I was doing shit. I was doing stuff to myself that just was bothering me all the time. And this is the kind of self-loathing, self-pity, something about self-sabotage or self-deprecation, something about me I was dealing with. And it came in different forms. It came in the way I literally like ate. I was overeating, indulging. I was watching movies all night when I got here. I was sleeping all day. I mean, I would totally avoid a lot of things. I would have these like great ideas about doing life, like life you can do, like can actually be successful at it, or my idea of success about life, like actually, you know, get up at like 4 a.m. and like run, and, you know, just, I don't know, there's some ideas I can have about life. And I would totally like beat myself down because I would fail at that all the time. I went to college, but I actually didn't stay for too long because I had this similar kind of feeling coming up. Like when I grew up, I was totally having this feeling like that it's too much. Like I could start out well, but then like just whole overwhelming, like things are way beyond like my comprehension because I'm not studying and I'm not, you know, I'm like, and I start skipping class, and it's just like thing after thing after thing that I'm getting caught up in about myself and how I, this whole reaction, this feeling I'm creating around this situation. Like luckily I had the sense to like go to a meeting no matter what. And what I'm getting to in my process is that all these kind of phases that I have to go through and just kind of open up in a meeting about some things I'm sharing with you, I realize that these are like defects. So there's a difference between, for me, I think there's a difference between addiction and defects. And I was just like coming to this realization. There was a Just for Today recently that talked about it. Because I literally thought I had all these things about me, like, because when I literally had behaviors, you know, I'd be picking my ear a certain way, like I still do that excessively. I used to torture myself with my sexual activity. Like that's just where my mind took it. Like it would be like torture for me. I'd like keep myself self-sabotage in my behavior. And it would come in the way I would drink too much coffee or drink too much soda, or just like whatever my mind would just start saying, it's like, you're not doing this right. Like, you're just imperfect all the time. You know, I'm just, so I have, I came in here with a language, and the language was this negativity, this cloud Like, that's the kind of world I lived in. And it was a world that I didn't know how to kind of get out there to people besides myself. It was something that was inside me that I could never talk. I couldn't talk when I came in here. I was taught growing up that you shouldn't talk, because if I talk, either my father was going to say fuck off, like in his own way, verbally, abusively kind of way, or my mom, she was so emotionally unavailable, that it just, like, my reasoning was like, oh, well, I'm not supposed to tell anyone what's going on with my life. That's where a lot of my struggles, you know, kind of come from. At least, like, that's what I can see, like, just kind of getting internal and really just kind of never really dealing with problems and with people and friends that I was reaching out to at one point when I was getting into active addiction. I was reaching out to people trying to get into this social thing to fix me, the social kind of activities. You look at the Triangle of Self-Obsession, it's a great IP for your 1990s. It's about me looking for things that are going to, like, give me something. You know, I just couldn't deal with myself at one point when I was in active addiction. I was looking up the definition of addiction. So, it talks about a root word of addiction being surrender, to turn over. So, I think the only difference between what, like, because I'm a person who really believes in trying to make a difference when it comes to addicts. I do service work. I'm a part of public relations. That's how I found a meeting. I actually looked on the internet when I first found my recovery. And before I came here, all I was doing was living life. And like the tools that people taught me was, if you do this, like, you know, things get like a certain way that I could deal with life. I could numb out that level of tolerance I had for my insanity, my crazy depression. The people, which is my family, the people in my life that I thought were the problem, I could drown that out, but that pain just is there. You know, the pain was there for me. My tolerance for the pain was at a point. I'm so fortunate that my pain led me to seek out something that I think a few people, when my using friends, told me about this recovery process. Something clicked, and that's kind of what I think it was. Like, I've had someone who had to get his papers signed or something, and it reminded me to, like, yo, I should check this out. I'm lucky, like, I could walk to my first meeting. Like, it was, like, down the street. I could walk. And it was a great experience getting that hug. I mean, it wasn't like it's not a great experience, like, getting a hug, because it wasn't a thing that I knew back then. Like, in that way, like, what the fuck? I mean, like this guy, he's like this big macho kind of guy, gave me a hug. I'm like, is this, you know, homophobic me, or like, what is going on with me, kind of dealing with, but like, after 30 minutes, like, damn, like, I got a chance to be a part of something that, like, relieved me of what my head was at, The difference between the addiction that I knew about when I was in when I was actively using is that I didn't know it was about what I was letting go. I didn't know that what addiction is surrender. I didn't know about surrender. And it's a process that I had experienced for myself. Experienced in what I was doing before I came into Narcotics Anonymous. I would literally write. This is the saying I would literally write. And I mean, I have this paper at home. It says, I'm an addict. I only think of myself. I hurt people, places, and things. And it's like, I had to keep writing this because I knew I was living this, this way that I couldn't get myself out of. It was my pain. This is the kind of pain that I was aware of. Not aware of what to do about, just aware of. I don't say that I've used every drug there is to use. I barely touched the surface, and that's part of my story. And it didn't hinder my recovery at all. I've dealt with so many different kinds of people. We've embraced, my life has been embraced by so many people. This is a process of recovery. And it's hard for me to see it about addiction right now because I'm not in a pain of addiction. I see it as I'm living to kind of practice a certain level of spiritual principles. I see it right now like there's addicts that barely get this out there. We're a miracle that we're all here. But there's some people right down the street at the bar that are going, going all out. And I don't know if that's, addiction. I'm not naming it addiction. I'm just saying, there's just very few people that know what we know. And it's beyond, I know about my pain. Maybe you know a little bit about your pain. Maybe it's that identification, though, too, about the surrender. That's a little different about what we have. One of the things that I want to recognize is that I'm in PR, and we're really able to communicate a lot better. And I want to share, we have a vision of hope, but we have a vision that we can be in unity a lot. We have a lot of opportunities for unity. We have texting, we have video chat, we have so many different ways of communications today that we have a process to really kind of open up to in new ways. And I'm not saying I figured out, the best way to treat someone who's, texting in a meeting or whatever. I'm not sure. But I could see something like that. I could see a vision where people could have the side conversation. We could have a message, a meeting with people having little, messaging why they're going to. There's two meetings going on. I see a vision for you know, we could really concentrate our recovery and get the value that's there for us. I remember when I came in, I was trying to share my first step at a meeting, and then people set me aside and were like, you know, that's like the first time I've ever seen that ever happen. So I think that I want to not only, it's not that I want pain, or I want to grow. And I had pain to teach me that I want to grow. And what I'm changing is I'm changing my willingness. I'm changing my people. Definitely changing my people. I'm changing my people to the kind of people that really give something about themselves, really care about themselves enough to be in service work, care enough about themselves to have a sponsor and to be talking about working steps. And that translates in a lot of different ways as I've grown in this process and I've gotten to be involved in other areas of my life about who those people are. Because at one point, that person was this lady in Chicago who's like way older than me. She's like 60-something years old. And she was someone who was working a similar kind of work that I was doing and also had a similar amount of recovery as me. And we met up. We went to the World Convention, and she carried me through a lot of difficult experiences in that time of my life. And I continue to see this kind of thing happening. If I feel like the kind of love that I want to be a part of is to experience our recovery, to give myself enough. Like, it's hard for me because I get wrapped up. Like, I can see it at a meeting. Like, it's like these people, I walk right by them, they don't want to hug me, or that's where my mind goes. Like, it's like, what's this kind of like, you know, like, they're in like another universe, and I'm over here like walking by them, not really caring. Like, I guess that's what it looks like. Like, everyone's in their own headspace. And then like I go to these other, like I'm in a lot of networking events. So it's like I go to these other places where people like really like, they seem more human a lot of times than we can in recovery. But I was lucky enough to like see that we have traditions here. We have a reason for being here. And that reason is that no matter who we are, we can get this. Like, we have unity. Like, we have all sorts of people right here, right now, in this meeting. And I don't know where y'all came from, but y'all certainly like didn't grow up where I grew up. And we're doing this. And that's what matters. That's the tradition. Doesn't matter if I hug every one of you after the meeting, but I definitely, I'm sorry that the 1990s left, man. Like, we could have really used you to stick around, like, because this is what it's about. And even, like, right next to me, like, I see what like being a part of love has really been for my recovery. And it's something that I see all these things about the people I get to be a part of, and It's an experience, and I can't share with you that because it's something that you can only have for yourself and really get it. Why some of these people sitting next to me know that I was looking at the patterns on the floor, looking at shoes before I could look anyone in the face. And I'm basically going to wrap it up with that. I'm so grateful that I'm in a process of recovery, and we're doing it. We're doing it right now. Thanks.